Hey everyone, this is Larry Asbury Jr., aka Blue Man Rule with Opaform Radio, and I just want to stop by and tell you a little bit about the network. I thank you for being here, but there we have so much more to offer. I don't want you to miss out on what we have. So for the funniest and the best drunken podcast around, check out the 40cast. For the most circumspect podcast debate around, check out Prove Your Point. For Opaform Radio's official gaming podcast and roundtable based podcast, check out Guide Button. Now, WFR Productions brings you a cornucopia of different topics, all from our own in-house radio personality, and Geeks FTW just touches on anything geeky. Now, if you want to combine your love for music and games on the downloadable scene with a nice, cool, laid-back cat, I highly recommend Section Z, because he has two passions but one mic. If you want to voyeur into your fanboy or fangirlism and talk a little bit of tech and gaming, then please, Truthfully Geeking is the show for you. Now, the Angry Mailman Networks dropped some hilarity with the Angry Mailman podcast, but now with Who Am I, we get real serious and then we talk some things. The Knox Family Broadcast brings you a multifactorial view of life. So all the areas that make us up, presented to you by Knox himself. And we have to jump up across the pond for our friends over there. The Front Page to Screen Media Empire features our own in-house movie critic extraordinaires. And we also want to welcome and invite to share with you our newest member of the family, Vault Reviews. Opaform Radio is a fresh breeze in podcasting, guaranteed to have something that fits your bill. Thanks for listening, and let's get it. This spot brought to you by the Onyx Project of Opaform Radio, the evolution of audio podcasting.
Welcome to episode 69 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we cover all things geeky.
Said 69.
Yeah, and I think Stuart and I decided this was going to be called, Number Nasty?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I am William, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Yep. I've been playing Star Wars. Sorry.
You've stopped playing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's calling me. The icon is sitting right there.
It'll still be there when we're finished.
Don't do it.
It's a trap. But
it will fuck your mind.
And that other voice is a very, very special guest from the From Page to Screen podcast, Harold.
What's happening, guys? It's an honor to finally be on the show.
Oh, glad to have you on.
I have one question. Do you not like filling out forms?
Dude, I usually do everything while I'm at work on my little phone, on my little Android phone. And do you know how hard it is to fill out forms on an Android phone when you've got big fingers?
Yes.
Okay, and it was like, okay, fill out this little form that I can barely see on my freaking on my phone for this, and I'm like,
it's a couple questions, you know, though.
But I have a hard enough time filling out the stupid Twitter stuff. Now you want me to fill out a form?
Well, I mean, the form question is just what is your Skype ID? When are you able to record? That's it.
And what topics you would bring to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like it to be an enigma. How's that?
It's just, our form is just something simple so we can look at and see who wants to be on our show. And it's a simple, organized way to you know, basically have a list. It creates a, you, each person, whoever wants to be on our show, fills it out, and they're added to a list. And it just helps so we don't, you know, forget about somebody. It's always there on the list. But I do want to call out Anthony Alex, because he, on his AMP awards, he totally said that you wanted to be on our show last time, and I said, no, you have to fill out the form. I never said that.
For me?
Yeah. He's saying I denied you and said you had to fill out the form on his his AMP awards. He was trying to make it seem like I big-timed you.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Which is why you were on this week.
If you would have let me on now, yeah, then you would have big time me. But hold on, I'm actually sitting here now filling out your form, or trying to fill out the form.
But yeah, I wanted to make sure I called Anthony out for trying to throw me under a bus that wasn't even there.
Well, and on a side note, thanks for the second award.
Yeah, thanks for an award for something we did last year. We won an award for 2011 for something that happened in 2010. How that happens, I don't know.
Oh, what was your award?
The Walking Dead award. Resurrection Award, because in 2010 we were debating on calling it quits. And we decided.
Yeah, I remember that.
We decided not to. So, I'm just saying. Maybe
thought it was in 2011, like back at the beginning. I just don't remember.
Oh, it was summer.
I don't remember how long ago 2010. That was. Okay.
Why don't we make him an award right now? Maybe we make him an award for the favorite award show that we all didn't agree on this year.
Exactly.
So there you go, Anthony Alex. You get the award for the Podcaster of the Year award shows that we didn't all agree on.
And getting the most things wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I mean, I was listening to that episode, and I'm like, wait, that's not true. That's not right. What? No. So, I don't know. You need to check your facts, maybe, before you...
Yeah. Cthulhu is not a hard word to say. And it is spelled C-T-H. They were saying there was no H. But there is C-T-H.
Isn't it CHT?
No.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at his Twitter right now.
Oh, maybe he spells it wrong.
Cthulhu.
Because Cthulhu is C-T-H-U-L-U, I think.
Yeah, but it's not T-H, so it doesn't make the sound.
It does in my head, my dyslexic head. It totally does.
CHT.
Well, hold on now. See, if you're giving him dyslexic head, then you deserve the Leonardo whatever DiCaprio mispronunciation misspelling award that I got. Crappy award.
I was listening to that and I'm thinking, wait, what? I don't get it. Maybe I missed something there. But
because I do misspell some things once in a while, but then of course once again, you know, it's a matter of filling it out on my iPhone or on my, you know, my Android phone when I'm filling it out, and my big fingers sometimes do press the wrong button.
Oh, that's totally understandable then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think this year was just I think they maybe forgot about it and they rushed and tried to be a little lazy on it, because winning an award for something you did the previous year when it's supposed to be this year, I don't know. I'm just saying, seems a little lazy. But and watch, we won't get any awards next year.
I probably won't get any. I know that. I mean, I go from the year before winning the Jeff Corbin Award for the animal for my panther, and then I go to getting the like crappy Leonardo DiCaprio award.
Oh, you know? It's better than our last year. What award did we get last year, Stuart?
The Wordsmith Award.
Yeah, for basically
because we both stutter.
Yeah.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Which is kind of messed up if you think about it. But anyways, this isn't the Bash on Angry Mailman podcast.
No, we already gave him the award. We already gave him his award, so we can move on.
Alrighty.
But I still love him. He's still my friend.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Nothing but love from here.
But if he was drowning right now, I might just let him sit an extra minute before I help him out. No, based on the award.
Let him have a little more fun in the water.
Yeah.
But I guess, Harold, what have you been up to? What have you been consuming media-wise?
Well, media-wise, been doing Walking Dead, finished that up, finished Sons of Anarchy, which I was – let's put it this way. Walking Dead hit it out the park with their final episode or mid-season finale. Sons of Anarchy left me with a little bit of, what the heck was that?
Well, spoiler alerts, why don't you get into it?
Oh, hold on. I've got a bumper for that now.
You do?
I do.
Awesome.
Here it is.
Okay.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Spoilers.
Keep your big mouth shut.
I love wow. So much.
Yosemite Sam at the end, that was
that
awesome.
That is filled with so much awesome.
that was totally awesome. You know what? You guys should get the Angry Mailman Award for the best spoiler alert bumper.
Maybe next year.
So anyways, this is what's going on, okay? In part one... basically, the director goes to FX and says, look, I got a lot of material. I can't cover it all in a one-hour show. So they say, okay, we're going to slot you for 2 hours. And you really can't tell where he joined the two shows together, which was fine. It looked, visually, it was fine. But you get the part where you go in and now you shot Clay down, and Clay's basically in the hospital, and we're going to get to the point where you're going to get rid of him, and you get this one guy who comes on the show for 30 seconds, the Irish guy, and says, I'm not dealing with you. I only deal with Clay. What's up with that? Hello?
That's because the Irish, I mean, if you remember in season 3, the Irish went through so much, so they're definitely... You know, they definitely got their radar on, and they're hesitant about stuff because they know things can go pretty wrong. I mean,
but during the whole time, weren't they having the most problem with Clay? I mean, you remember Clay was not a real cool dude here. I mean, Clay has done a lot of shady crap. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I definitely know what you mean, and I mean.
And I kind of felt like this was their way of just keeping Clay around, you know, and basically by them doing this to keep Clay around, you know, the question now will come in, how will the four of them deal in Charming, being Clay, Jax, Tara, and Gemma?
Well, I mean, it's not just the Irish that's the problem. It's the cartel who we find out are, you know, actually... working with the government or government agents or
CIA.
Yeah. I mean that in itself, I mean, they shut down the whole sting operation that was about to happen. That totally caught me off guard.
That was a very big thing off guard. But what about when that really weird, I don't even know his name, but the district attorney, that weird dude.
Oh yeah.
When he goes into the meeting and he drops the sex boy on the table, man.
Oh, that and then the bag of like dildos and sex toys and stuff. Yeah, that was definitely crazy. But that was he even said he made some comment about it. I mean, he wanted something. He wanted to be in control of something and have an effect on something, since his whole big operation he had been planning for months and months and probably even years got foiled in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, he wanted to win. He wanted to win for the good guys, you know. But I mean, think about this now. I'm going to jump into theories for next year real quick. You throw Jax, you basically threw him into power or forced him into power. Do you think that it's going to be decent with him being thrown into power?
I don't think so. Not at least not right away. I think there's going to be lots of problems, I think, because he's not going to be used to making the decisions and he's not going to be thinking clearly.
Okay. And when are we going to get over these letters? Because you've gone, what, almost a season and a half, two seasons with these letters?
Well, the letters, they started from season one, didn't they?
Well, you started with the book in season one. Then when he went to Ireland, the letters were put in his bag.
Those specific letters, yeah.
But, you know, for now a little over a season and a half, these letters keep playing, and it's like, okay, do something with these letters, because now they're, like, in the garage, locked up. Let's do something with that.
Well, they've been read, and then they've been burned. Didn't Gemma burn them?
Gemma burnt the photocopies.
Yeah. No, she didn't. She burnt the – she gave Jax the letters she thought he needed to see, and then she burnt the others, the ones that she didn't want him to see.
The incriminating ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, hers that incriminate her as being the one who ultimately wanted to be the head queen in charge and her plot to kill whatever, tell her.
Yeah. But yeah, but basically, I have to agree. I think you're saying the two part season finale was a bit lackluster, and
yeah,
I have to agree.
It was missing something. I mean,
we all wanted Clay to get killed, though. I assume you wanted him to get killed, right?
I wanted him gone.
I did as well, and that's really left me feeling like, you know, I could see why they didn't, because if they would have killed him the way everything was set up, there wouldn't be a season. There wouldn't be a next season. So they had to do it to make a fifth and hopefully final season. But
But really, are they? I mean, you can draw this out now maybe four or five more seasons, because you can go into the Jax era now. And I mean, the problem now is that how are you going to get them out of the cartel? And at the same time, you basically started a turf war with the Black Gang, because the Black Gang, you go and takes a hit on the like someone who's in the upper gang's daughter.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was there's just a lot of craziness going on in that show, and
a ton.
I don't see. As far as the actual format they did for the two-part season finale, I'm not sure why they had a special hour-and-a-half event before the two-part finale, why they couldn't have just had the two-part finale be one part, you know, one two-hour event.
Well, I mean, you got to remember this. This is FX's number one show, so you make it even long. I mean, you make that event a longer event. You just drew in a whole bunch more advertising dollar. So that's why they did that beginning part.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah.
Stuart, you didn't say anything. What you got to say about it?
He refuses to watch the show. He refuses to watch it, even though I've...
Well, it's not that I refuse to, it's just...
I haven't made it an I recommend topic yet, so he hasn't been forced to watch it.
Oh, now you know that there's actual... you know the character Happy, right?
Yeah.
Happy is an actual Hell's Angel gang member.
Really?
Really.
That's pretty cool.
And you know Lenny, the guy in jail, Lenny?
Yeah.
He was the actual founder, one of the founders of Hell's Angels.
Oh, wow.
They had a whole... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. If you go to Netflix, Ganglands, there's a whole thing about the Hell's Angels, and he's in it.
I've watched some of the Ganglands things, yeah. I mean, not on Netflix, but I've seen them on what was it, the Discovery Channel or the History Channel or one of those?
One of the two.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those two, yeah.
But yeah, wow, that I'll definitely have to watch that then.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. I mean, and I'm just sitting there like, wow, I'm learning a whole bunch about this. Explain why they're so into some of what, like, the hell. I mean, it explained it when I found that out. It explained a lot more why the Sons of Anarchy were like the Hell's Angels, you know, because they do have ties. The Hell Angels are actually helping them with the show.
Yeah.
So that was a very interesting thing to find out.
Yeah, it's Stuart. It's definitely a great show. I mean, It's probably one of
It's something that I've just not gotten around to yet. I've had other stuff to do.
Do you like
watch all the episodes of Next Generation over again?
Okay.
Yeah. Where's your cricket bumper at, Stuart?
Right here.
Here we go. But what were you going to say, Harold?
He just threw it totally. He just. Wow, I'm lost for words because, you know, I mean, we were having a great conversation and he just throws in Next Generation.
Watching it
I think I'd rather get my balls waxed.
Ooh.
There's nothing wrong with the Next Generation.
Oh, there's nothing right with Next Generation.
There's a lot of things right with it. It's awesome.
Dude, it's a 3-year-old TV show.
So?
And you've seen it already, Stuart. That's the thing.
Dude, it's 30 years old, and you've seen it how many times?
It's not 30 years old.
Okay, it's 20 years old.
They were still airing when I was little. They were still coming up with new episodes when I was little.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. Well, I'm 36, and that show's old for me. I mean, you got to watch new stuff, something update, something modern, and not Modern Family either.
Seen a couple episodes.
I'm not big into the cartoon things.
But anyways, yeah, Stuart, it's definitely one of the best shows, I think, on TV. Up there with Breaking Bad.
Stuart, come on. You're going to be a geek. You got to watch the good shows.
I think maybe he's a bit turned off by the whole motorcycle aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think we pull his geek card.
It doesn't appeal to me. I'll say that. It doesn't appeal
to me. It's very misleading. The whole motorcycle gang is very, very misleading. It's a lot more than...
Speaking of misleading, how did you like that, the Call of Duty episode, and then you had the Grand Theft Auto episode?
The
Call of Duty episode where they went out with rocket launchers and stuff?
Yeah, and that was crazy. Juice even made a comment about that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You're trying to keep a low profile, and you're going out with rocket launchers.
That was pretty crazy. But, yeah, it's definitely a great show, Stuart. So, and it's on Netflix, so you got no excuse.
Okay, Stuart.
Yes.
How's this? You have till the next time I come on to at least watch one episode. So I'm coming back on next week, right?
If you want to, sure. But yeah, one of these days I'll put it as an I recommend pick and make Stuart watch it.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's like the Rise of the Planets of the Apes. I recommend it. You got to watch it.
Definitely.
You're going to tell me you didn't watch Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Oh, no, I did. I love that movie.
Okay, there you go. Or it's like Harry Potter. You got to watch it. You got to watch it, man.
Definitely.
Or it's going to be like this new podcast, the zombie podcast. And we're getting ready to do, we're going to do a zombie guide podcast where we're going to talk.
That sounds
zombies, man.
That sounds awesome. That sounds amazing. I love zombies.
Right, yeah,
quick turn on zombies. Did you guys watch? Okay, did you guys watch the VGAs?
Yes.
How was
did
that
you
work?
Watch the Deadliest Warrior that was right after that?
Yeah, the zombies versus vampires.
Yes, I think that was the coolest episode of Deadliest Warrior ever.
Yeah, and
who won? Vampires or the zombies?
Vampires.
Barely.
Awesome.
Which I was surprised that they barely won because they're actually, you know, fully aware and they can actually strategize, unlike zombies.
Well, it was three vampires up against 170 zombies.
That's not fair. Even though the zombies are fast, I mean were they fast zombies?
They were slow zombies.
So them vampires should have destroyed them things, man. All they had to do was take a sword and behead them all.
Exactly. I mean, they showed, like, at the end, they showed one zombie who was just, when they were showing the actual thing, they were showing a zombie who, there were so many of, there's like four of them around him, and he just started to panic, and then they grabbed him, and I'm like, really? A zombie's going to panic with, like, four zombies surrounding him?
Vampire,
yeah.
Now, what would happen if the zombie ate the vampire? Would he turn into a zombie vampire?
Well, they teased that at the end.
That was kind of the thing at the end.
Yeah, they teased it at the end when they showed the zombie had gotten, or the vampire had gotten bit, and then it showed him like looking like he was turning or, but okay. The vampire's already dead though.
Yeah.
So how can he be, how can he die and get reanimated again if he's already dead?
And technically, how could the zombie kill the vampire even if they bit him? Because you can only kill a vampire by staking him
removing,
or daylight.
Removing the head or the heart.
With a vampire, the heart still beats. You know, it's still got blood pumping.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's...
But, I mean, if you don't stake the vampire or put him to sunlight, how do you... You can't kill the vampire, so the zombie could never really kill him.
The zombie's ripped out its heart. Like, they got him on the ground, just gang rushed him, and just ripped him to pieces.
Yeah, if you remove the heart or remove the head, the zombie will... Or the vampire
will... See, that's where you need Blade, man. Blade would have destroyed them all.
He definitely... But the cool thing was they actually had, like... Max Brooks, who is the creator of World War Z and the Zombie Survival Guide, actually on as a a reference to the zombies, and so that was a total geek moment right there, because I've read both those books multiple times.
World War Z is on my list, just have not gotten down to it yet.
Have you read the Zombie Survival Guide?
No.
That needs to be on your list too. Same dude. The first book, though, and it's amazing. Those books are awesome.
Yeah, but what we're going to do, Sean and I, real quick, is we're just going to cover Walking Dead and everything zombies, and we're going to give it a shot and see what we can make.
Well, I expect to be a guest on that.
You shall be a guest on that.
Because I am a huge zombie fan.
Well, now that you didn't big time me anymore.
just tell me what form I have to fill out.
I think, though, that you still big-time me on Twitter. You didn't follow me on Twitter yet, so I'm going to call you out on that.
I follow you on Twitter, I think.
No. No, I don't think so. Because you and the...
I follow you on Twitter. Twitter.
Okay.
FP2S _ Harold.
Yeah, okay, then it was Casual Tear Stewart who didn't follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, so shame on
you. I was following you. I don't know how I unfollowed you, but I was following you.
Well, I noticed that when I changed my name from the Big Pimpin' thing recently, because I'm trying to actually get, like, professional guests to come on the Front Page of Screen Network show, and I was noticing that the pimp kind of thing didn't work.
Yeah.
It was hard to get people to actually take it seriously with Big Pimpin' on there, so when I named it to Front Page of Screen Herald, it's worked a lot better.
Yeah, but shame on you, Stuart. You should be following him.
That's right.
Totally was.
And shame
totally
for you for me getting, you know, called out instead of you at first. Because I'm following him.
Well, shame for you for taking 2 years to get me on the show.
You never told us you wanted to be on it.
No, blame it on me. I never filled out the form.
But anyways, I forgot what we were talking about originally.
we were talking all over the place. We talked zombies, Walking Dead. We talked, what was that other thing? We talked Sons of Anarchy. And I saw on your little paper you've got Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, yeah, but that's for later. I guess anything else you've been, I guess, media-wise? Anything
media-wise, that's it. I mean, unless you count video games, I mean, TV-wise, that's it. I mean, I've watched a couple movies, Larry Crown, which I talked about on today's Front Page of Screen Media Cast. And I was talking also about Chasing Amy, which I did not like.
Oh, really?
You guys, yeah, it just... I didn't like it.
It's all right. It's not one of Kevin Smith's biggest movies. Or a lot of people say that's one of his best movies ever, but I like some of his others better than Chasing Amy. I mean,
well, for me, I'm not a Kevin Smith fan. The only movie I can honestly tell you that I really enjoy of his is Red State.
Oh, Red State was amazing. Yeah,
that is the best Kevin Smith movie I've ever seen. I love that movie. It's great. I've tried to go back and watch a few other things. I really hate Clerks. Who was that laughing?
That was me.
Why, you don't like Clerks either?
I don't understand the appeal. I mean, it's an all right movie, but I don't understand the cult following of that movie.
Well, it's just the fact that it was an indie movie, and it just people latched onto it and loved it. And
there's been lots of indie movies that people have not latched onto that don't have cult followings.
I just don't like that one. So, I mean, I got 20 minutes into it, and I mean, everybody tells me it's because the dialogue is so great and blah, 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 blah. And my Stewart from Page to Screen Stewart goes, that is a classic movie and all that stuff. And at least I finally found someone else who don't like it. So Stewart, you're now one of my new friends. I will put you on the top people who I will talk to on Twitter now.
All right.
Well, I guess I won't be on that list because I love Clerks.
Dude, you can love the movie as long as you understand it. I just don't like it.
I mean, it just does some ridiculous things, especially the ending is just like, it's just one of the craziest things that could ever happen. And just off the wall, ridiculous, but not in
I think the cartoon is a lot better.
You've seen the whole movie though, right, Stuart?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Have you seen the ending?
I have not seen it all from beginning to end in one sitting, no.
But have you seen the ending, the actual end?
Yes, yes.
You can't tell me that's not one of the craziest things that, I mean, I don't think anyone would ever expect something like that in the end of a movie. Do you even remember it?
Not clearly. I remember credits.
I never made it to the end of the movie, so.
Okay, well... Stop beating this dead horse, but
hey, I mean, how's this? It's got its place in movie genre, and I understand because there's a lot of people who like a lot of different things. And you know what? It was probably something that when it came out, it was something great for people like the Goonies. The Goonies, if you try to have someone watch that now that wasn't maybe a kid or didn't watch it back then, they probably don't get into it and they don't enjoy it. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see. Yeah.
So every movie, I think, has its own little cult following and stuff like that. How's that?
That's definitely true. Anyways, so that's basically it?
That's basically it. Unless you want to get in the games, which we're going to get into later, right?
Yeah. Definitely. Stuart.
Awesome.
What's up with you besides Star Wars?
I'll talk about that a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay, the early access stuff started yesterday, and they were sending out emails and just in waves, you know, like depends on when you redeemed your pre-order code, which unfortunately I was not, you know, I did not go out as soon as I saw it and pre-order right away. I waited like a couple days, and it wasn't even a week, and I wasn't even in the first five waves. I was in the sixth wave, which came out to, which was the first wave today. But yeah, yesterday, when I didn't see that email after I saw the last wave went out, I was all like, "No!"
And how did that make you feel?
And then I went straight to Twitch TV and watched other people play it.
And how did that make you feel?
Jealous. But I started today. You know, I started up my Sith Warrior. He's level 5 now after an hour. Hmm. So
did somebody need a hug yesterday?
I cried on the couch for an hour. So.
You cried for an hour on the couch?
Not really.
Okay. Somebody needs a hug.
I do need a hug.
Well, doesn't Bubba live near you? Why don't you go hug him?
But other than Star Wars, I played a little bit of Modern Warfare 3 and tried out my new... I don't know if you call it a fitness thing, but my new not get fatter routine.
Explain, please. I'm dying to know.
Obviously, if you didn't listen to
the last episode.
Obviously, you didn't listen to the last episode.
You know what? This is the problem, honestly, real quick, is I'm usually a week behind on everybody except for Knuckleball Cast and Captain Chaos with the B Team, because I listen to podcasts when I go to work overnight to keep me awake, and I only work Friday, Saturday, Sunday. At least in my full-time job, I work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 p.m. to 7 in the morning. And when I go to the MRI place, I try to watch movies if I can.
Gotcha.
So usually, like, when I listen to you guys, it's usually I've listened to on, like, Sunday night, and I'm usually a week behind on everybody.
Okay. Well, the new thing I'm going to recap from last week is if I lose a match, I'm starting out with five push-ups. And if I also go negative that match, I'll do that many more push-ups. And even if we win and I go negative, I'll still do that many push-ups. But there were a couple games I was doing 18, 20 push-ups.
And that's why I suggested switching out from push-ups and sit-ups every now and then. Because you don't want to hurt yourself by doing too many push-ups.
So
okay,
my arms hurt the next day.
Quickly, if you went and you got 2 kills and 19 deaths, how many push-ups do you have to do then?
Depends on if we win or lose the match.
Lose the match.
Okay, then so it was two kills and 19 deaths.
Yeah.
Then I would do 24.
Damn, son.
But yeah, I also played a little bit with Fadios, and we lost match. He goes, "Oh, you got to do push-ups now, huh?" I said, "Yeah, I do."
Oh, obviously he listened then.
Yeah,
that's shocking. I thought because the AMP awards, they gave him the award again or whatever, I guess. For, you know, trying to be on his show but never actually doing it. I was thinking that maybe we could team up with Anthony and tell Fadios we're gonna have him on our show, and then it's like, surprise, you're on Angry Mailman podcast. But
well, he's also got to come on our show first. That's also coming a problem.
Fadios?
Yeah.
He's been on our show a few times. Not in a while, but
oh yeah, it's been a while, but
he was on Star Wars and the Red Dead Redemption.
Recently.
Oh, definitely, we've
had to reschedule a couple times.
Yeah, we've had to with him, but yeah.
Well, he's a busy dude, man. Come on. I mean, I'm a busy dude,
and you're here.
But I'm not going to do any push-ups because I lost a Call of Duty match.
Well, it's a way to, you know, not really get into shape, but to not get fatter. Because I have a desk job, so I sit on my ass all day anyway. And then I come home and sit on the couch or sit at my computer.
It's a way to neutralize his Call of Duty time with...
Basically, yes.
So he doesn't feel bad.
But how much Call of Duty do you play? Because I don't ever see you playing Call of Duty.
It's on and off. I mean, I've also thought about doing it with other games, but I haven't, you know, like with Skyrim, I don't know exactly how I'm going to do that.
Skyrim is awesome. There's awesome. No way to do it because you just sit there and play for hours. And this is what you do in Skyrim. For every hour you play Skyrim, you do 20 push-ups or something. Or
actually, it was somebody in Skyrim or somebody who was playing Skyrim actually did this, and that's where I got the idea. Whereas, somebody played for, like, you know, he played for like this many hours and then he died, he would do so many push-ups.
Speaking of that,
that's actually where I got the idea.
Speaking of that, I'm going to give you a little geeky thing. You guys you like Skyrim, right?
I'm
the only who's played it.
So you don't like Skyrim?
I'm not saying that. I just haven't played it.
Okay.
Looks cool. Do you guys watched your friend play it.
It's an awesome game. Great game. Do you guys like that We're Alive zombie podcast?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Check out, and I found this by accident the other night, Keegs, K-E-E-G, apostrophe S, Quest. It's a guy who did like a silly adaptation to Skyrim, like an audiobook. It is funny. Check that out.
I'm looking it up right now.
It's on iTunes, Keegs Quest. Check it out. It's an excellent, funny thing.
How do you spell it again?
K-E-E-G apostrophe S Quest.
Okay, because I'm coming up with King's Quest.
No, it's Keg's Quest, a Skyrim podcast. What I ended up doing is going to iTunes and just put it in Skyrim. Dude, he had me freaking laughing and cracking up with this like audiobook that he's done. It is so good.
Okay, I'm definitely going to have to listen to that then.
That was funny.
Let's see. What else have I done? I think that's it.
Okay, so, okay, I've never played any of those Star Wars games.
Okay.
Sell me on why I would want to buy that game and play that game and put hours into it.
Do you like Star Wars?
The original three were pretty all right. I mean, I remember growing up and watching them.
Okay. Are you interested in actually learning about the expanded universe?
I mean, it doesn't bother me. It's not a must thing to do, but it wouldn't bother me. How's that?
Okay. Are you talking about trying to sell you on the new MMO or like the older ones, the Xbox One ones?
Well, this new one that's coming out that everybody's all up excited about, like how you were putting on the couch the other day. Sell me on why would I want to play this? What would make me want to play this game?
Because you get to be a Jedi.
Okay, I mean
it's BioWare.
I mean that's
okay.
It's fully voiced. What's the word? It's fully voiced. No reading required. Every communication is voiced.
Yes, well, the only player to player, unless you have an outside way, is you have to read. But to interact with other with like NPCs, they're all voiced.
Okay. Because, I mean, you just sold me just on BioWare alone, because almost anything BioWare makes or anything BioWare puts their name
BioWare
on.
BioWare and Star Wars. There you go.
Yeah. Well, BioWare and anything is gold. I mean, Fallout, you know, BioWare did.
BioWare did not do Fallout.
Oblivion. Who did it? Bethesda.
That's Bethesda.
I'm sorry. I take it back. Anything that that Bethesda does. So, okay. You got to keep selling me then. Keep going. Sell me some more.
Well, you don't like BioWare anyways? BioWare's the Mass Effect guys.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Oh, so you're not like drinking the choices. You're not drinking the Mass Effect Kool-Aid like everyone?
No. I mean, and the worst thing is I won't. I have not finished playing Mass Effect 2. And I just lost you guys, didn't I? I didn't finish Mass Effect 2. It took me 2 years after Mass Effect 1 came out to play Mass Effect 1.
I've played part of Mass Effect 1, and I've never finished it. And that's it. I mean, I'm not a. People say it's the second one so much better than the first, but the first was just slow and kind of boring for me.
I would agree. It was kind of very slow. It was very
slow. You like making choices.
I make choices every day.
Whether somebody lives or dies?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay.
Because I work in a hospital, and I actually have to sit here and say, if I possibly inject someone with contrast that's allergic to that contrast, they could die.
He's making this harder for you, Stuart.
Would you like to use the Force in any way?
I use the Force every night when I go to work. I use my Jedi mind powers to move these stretchers back and forth.
Would you like a lightsaber?
I have one on my wall.
A real one?
A real one.
That's digital.
No, it's an old one from when I was a kid. It's got like a big old piece of PVC pipe that's red with a flashlight on it. It was cool when I was a kid, though. Why would I want to put my Modern Warfare game down? That's all I'm asking. What would make me want to put Modern Warfare, or what would actually make me want to put down Skyrim to play this game?
Does a world like World of Warcraft appeal to you in any way?
No, I can't
stand it. Then you will not like this game.
Well, it's Star Wars. Okay. It's not exactly World of Warcraft.
But it's World of Warcraft in the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
BioWare took a lot of things that Blizzard did right and put it into the Star Wars game.
So it's just not something for me. You'd actually have to be a big time Star Wars fan and a big time MMO fan, basically.
one or the other or both.
Okay.
I've never played an MMO in my life, and I'm giving this a shot because it's Star Wars. I've seen a lot of good stuff about it. People have been hyped, and I figure why not give it a try.
That's cool, man. I mean, this is the wonderful thing about what we do. At least it's just giving our opinions. And you know what? We can at least try. And hopefully by giving our opinions out, maybe we can change someone else's opinion towards something. Do you have to pay a monthly subscription for it?
Yes.
Oh, hell no. You just totally lost me now. You won't even get me to
but
pick that
you
up.
get the first month free.
And it's probably only PC, right?
Yes.
Definitely no. I don't play anything on my PC. PC's meant for Asian porn.
What?
Well, it is episode 69, so I've got to throw something wacky
okay.
out there for you.
Okay. Okay. That totally caught me off guard, but Stuart's just
okay. That,
just like,
that actually does remind me of something that I did this week.
I'm afraid to ask.
Go with me here. No, hold on before you go down that path. I was looking through the new Xbox Live dashboard,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to do the first thing that came to Scarfinger's mind when during the E3 beta, the E3 press
came
conference.
To everybody's mind, I think, whether they want to admit it or not.
I did Bing porn. I got over 100 hits.
Cool.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. And over half of them were gay porn.
Oh.
So, no, it wasn't gay porn, but it had something to do with being gay.
Oh.
Like documentaries or something.
Oh.
And the other half was, I kid you not, porn sound effects CDs. That's exactly
harder, baby. Harder.
That is faster. Exactly what they are. Because I was curious enough to go listen to the sample track.
Are you sure you weren't checking out the gay porn?
You don't actually watch the porn.
You don't get to watch the porn.
You just get to listen to it.
That's cheesy.
You listen to it.
And you listen to the sample of it.
I did.
You listen to the sample of the gay porn.
Not the gay porn. Porn. Regular ass woman involved porn.
So you listen to on your Xbox gay porn.
There might have been two females. Maybe.
Oh, Lord. He's listening to male gay porn on Xbox. Man. Well, at least we know what Ampy you're getting next year.
Oh, wow. That's
the Alternative Lifestyle Ampy Award.
That's actually something I could imagine them coming up with.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
And Anthony, at this time, is writing this down.
Yeah, but see, guess what? He can't use it because I've already given you the award, and since the show happened in 2011, and he's already done the Ampy Awards like 2 weeks premature, so he gets the I Did My Show 2 weeks premature award. He prematurely ejaculated on that show.
I was thinking that same thing.
Well, also, isn't he going to do his award show like this week?
Well, our award show though is going to be about movies and stuff.
Well, I saw not all movies have come out yet, and I saw in the thing, I was filling out his little thing he sent, and I told him this before. You know, we have different emails than the Geeks FTW. He just sent it to the Geeks FTW, but anyways, and it showed like games and movies and all that, and I didn't fill mine out because I really think, you know, Star Wars might come in, and then Sherlock Holmes is not even out yet, and that may play a big role in my top movies.
Dude, it comes out in 2 weeks. Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
is going to play a big role.
That can too. I was a bit confused why he's doing the award, you know, prematurely, like you're saying.
Oh, and also Darkest Hour too.
True.
That looks awesome.
That's the weird looking movie, isn't it?
But I mean, do we give Stuart not my Stuart? Do we give Casual Terror Stuart credit now that we know he was looking at gay porn on Xbox?
He was listening, not looking.
Yeah, he was listening to gay porn on Xbox. Do we give him credit now?
I don't know. I'm going to have to say yes, because...
Okay. You know I'm just busting your chops, though, right? He's mad at me now.
Looks like you're not coming back on next week.
Hold on. Let me check my Twitter here. Oh, yeah. He's already unfollowed me on Twitter.
No, he had to follow you just so he could unfollow you.
Yeah, he followed me just to unfollow me. Okay. He didn't like the gay porn.
But yeah, that's the reason though I started to fill my form out, you know, my little for his thing, but I thought about it and I was like, well, the year's not over with yet, so I'm just gonna wait. And then he was like, oh well, we're doing it this week, and I'm like, oh well.
Oh, I mean, because I think we're doing it next week because my daughter's coming in town the last week of the year, so I won't be around to record that week.
I got you.
To do something, and plus, it's going to be the first time that we've actually took a week off, because we've not took a week off this whole year.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been
congratulations.
You're welcome. Thank you. we've been very consistent with our recording.
Yeah, definitely. I've noticed y'all put out shows like crazy.
Yeah,
dude, we are recording monsters. We still don't look at gay porn though, or listen to gay porn.
Well, that's a good thing. What were we talking? I don't even know. Like, I think you were on your Stuart. What you were doing?
See, he's mad. He ain't going to talk to me no more.
The show must go on, Stuart. Come on now.
That's right. Queen, the show must go on.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Robot.
I mean, I'm helping you out.
No, you Skyped out and sounded kind of like Starscream or some generic Transformer.
Hey, Starscream was pretty cool, though. You know that?
He was.
He was a cool car. He was a cool robot. So tell us, Stuart, I'm sorry to derail the podcast. Now you can call me Derail King, I guess. Definitely not getting invited back to the Geeks for the Win, right?
We'll see.
That's actually it for me now.
I guess for me, I haven't been doing much at all, honestly, as far as like, because there hasn't been too much on TV. There's just been repeats. So I haven't really been playing much of anything. I did find out that I guess the preview program is not for the Xbox dashboard is still going on, even though it's been released.
That is weird.
That is weird.
Because you get stuff that I don't that the rest of us don't have.
I do. We got YouTube and a couple other stuff.
We do. We have YouTube.
Oh,
now.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came out today, didn't it?
Today or yesterday? I don't know.
We had YouTube a couple days ago, so I don't know. But so that was that. That's what all do? You, what all is public, Stuart?
If you would have asked me that about 15 minutes ago, I could have told you, because I was looking at it.
Well, I know we've got YouTube now. We've got the Zoom.
Fios.
How does that work? You got to have a subscription to that?
You got to have. You have to have
Fios
internet and TV or something.
Okay. Which I have Comcast or Xfinity. So I guess when Xfinity decides to join,
we don't get that until next year.
Which sucks.
Early 2012.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, but did y'all get Daily Motion video yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, that, and then I guess there's...
We do not have the UFC stuff either.
Yeah, UFC, which they gave me another free pay-per-view event, which was totally awesome. I totally enjoyed watching that.
Speaking of UFC, did you guys watch that one that was on...
On Fox?
Fox or whatever.
Yeah,
that
was... That was totally stupid. I had a huge rant about that when it happened.
Bro, a minute and what, 4 seconds that fight was?
Yep, 64 seconds. And that was only fight they decided to have for the whole night. They had, like, hours of pre-hype for the fight going.
Dude, this is what was great for me. I was watching Stanford and Oregon, because, of course, you guys know I'm a big football fan. I'm watching Stanford and Oregon, and it goes into halftime. And so I said, okay, let me go over and check out this fight. They got this fight going on, and I'm like, okay, I'll watch this fight. Watch the fight. The fight took a minute, and I was able to go back over to the Oregon game and not miss anything. And I'm like, yes, yes, UFC for the win.
Yeah, but they've decided that they're not going to – for because they made a contract with Fox and FX and all that, and they're not going to have just one fight, you know, events or whatnot because – they could go that short. And what's actually funny is this past event, pay-per-view event that I got for free because I guess Xbox wants people to test out their app before they launch it since it is a paid for – it's going to be paid for content. There was a fight that lasted – that it was a knockout in 7 seconds.
No freaking way.
Yeah, it tied the record, and it was just crazy. I mean, it's one of those where if you would have blinked, you would have missed it because it was just the one.
Was Mike Tyson fight?
Was it like one hit and done?
Well, no, it was a couple hits. Like one dude got cocky and he decided he was going to try to knock the other dude out, and he missed, and the other guy leaned back and then put all of his weight into it, you know. So it was the one guy thought he was going to do it, and then the other guy ended up knocking him out because. So it was kind of funny if you thought about it like that, but it was crazy. It was totally crazy to see a 7 second knockout. I mean, that's the shortest. I thought that was definitely a record, but I guess it's tied the record. But that didn't piss me off because there was tons of other fights, not just one fight.
Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah, and they showed they ended up showing, like, after the main event was done, they ended up showing extra fights, I guess, to fill in the time because, you know, the 7 second fight was because, you know, it, 7 seconds for a fight that could have lasted at least, you know, 15 minutes. That's a lot of time. But yeah, it was great. That was fun. And Stuart, you're the one behind on Smallville because I've started season 10.
I've also started season 10.
I'm halfway through it.
I'm not that far.
Well, I'm not. I'm on episode 7, so not almost halfway, I guess. What episode are you on?
I don't remember.
What was the? What do you remember? What the episode was about?
No, I don't. Because I remember. This was way back when I did watch a couple episodes of season 10, but I didn't finish it.
Oh,
so I want to say I got to episode 9.
Okay, so I'm almost there. I probably would have been on episode 9, but I had to watch the I Recommend stuff, which I was thinking, oh, I want to watch more Smallville. But yeah, I've just been watching Smallville because everything's been repeats, and I was during your when you were playing Modern Warfare 3 on Sunday, I was actually feeling kind of sick, like really sick.
Yeah, about that. That totally didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't? I thought that's when you were playing with Fadios.
No, I played with Fadios Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But no, the game night I had set up, it was partially my fault because I just didn't broadcast it enough.
Yeah, and I told you probably to said talk it to Fadios
a couple times.
He'll put it on.
No, I did. But nobody showed up.
Yeah, like, I saw your tweet like, oh, I'm about to play if anyone wants to play. Oh, I'm playing. Jump in if you want to play. And I'm thinking,
well, play during the week and I'll play with you. But just don't put on the gay porn.
I've got the Old Republic. I totally will now.
You know, I mean, for me, any game nights that are not Monday through Thursday, I can't show up. I mean, like last week, we actually had an impromptu game night on Forza.
Really?
You know, the OFR guys. Yeah, Blue, Ace Black.
Ace is fun to play Forza with.
Dude,
Ace
we were is having fun a to play time. Forza
with. Ace is fun to play anything with, especially True. When you talk with him, because it's just he's just the he. You'll talk about something and he'll just, you know, get a jump on the hype train. It's just funny. No, Ace.
It's really fun when you're just kicking his ass.
Well, that too, yeah. But
which isn't hard to do, but
yeah, that's why he's the cut down king.
But yeah, dudes, anytime you do any kind of Forza game nights or Call of Duty game night or even what is it? The one that just came out last I can't think of it right now, but when I think of it, I'll let you know.
Okay. But yeah, definitely.
Gears of War. There you go. Gears of War night.
Oh, Stuart doesn't like Gears.
No, I don't.
I can understand why, because I wasn't a fan of the Gears either until this year.
Yeah, but definitely we'll have to do some Modern Warfare 3 game nights, especially since they're going to be releasing, they're going to be releasing modes that average people like us have created for the private modes. Yeah. They're going to be polishing them up and releasing them to the public. So
that'd be cool. What's your favorite mode?
I usually play team deathmatch, but okay. I usually play that for a couple months and then I switch over to Ground War. But okay. I really kind of hope gun game comes back, because that's
you do private gun games.
Yes, but with this new private custom games are going to become public now. I hope gun game is going to be one of them.
I would hope so.
Because I don't see why you couldn't have gun game in it.
I would hope so, but my favorite, I really liked from the start Kill Confirmed. I
love Kill Confirmed.
I love it too.
Kill Confirmed is fun. I like it.
But I'm starting to like Domination and stuff like that more, because they have the way the kill streaks are set up. You can have support now, so you don't necessarily have to have kills, and you can die and still help out and capture a point and have that towards your kill streaks. And
yeah, when I played with the video Saturday, that's all we played, and I'll tell you what, that does terrible things to my kill death ratio in a game. Well, I did a lot of push-ups after almost every domination.
Well, that's where you go, because he doesn't care about kill death ratios. He's more of the support.
Well, when I'm doing push-ups for the kill death ratios, you kind of start to notice them.
Yeah, whenever you're playing with Fadios, I would probably maybe like take whatever you have to do and divide it by two, since you're playing and you're playing with someone who's not really that gung ho about kill to death ratios.
His kill to death ratio means nothing to me.
Well, I mean, you're not playing in a mode. You're not playing in modes where kill to death ratios are that important.
Yeah, where it matters.
Yeah, so you're not going to be totally focused on. So, but yeah,
I don't know. I think you should only do your kill to death ratios when you're not playing with a bunch of people from a community.
Yes, but then that starts, excuses becomes like, oh no, I won't do that because of this. No, I won't count it because of this. Nah.
Well, at least you're doing something though. How's that? You're doing something.
Yes.
I applaud for that.
I'm determined to do it every single time, because I don't want to make excuses for not doing them.
Okay, so maybe we should get on some Call of Duty tonight so we can see you doing some push-ups later.
No, because I'll be playing the Old Republic.
Boo!
So Harold, are you playing Forza right now?
I have my Forza on and I'm messing around in the garage.
Okay, because I see it on Twitter. I see that it says you're playing. And
because it's easier to actually go through the garages and mess around in the garages and look at stuff when we're talking.
Oh yeah.
Because then at least I don't feel like if I play the game, I like to play the game and play and maybe listen to a podcast or whatever. But then I never sit there and go through the garage. And have you ever gone through the garage in Forza?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is just awesome, looking at what people make. So like right now I'm just trying to find skins and stuff for my car, because it really takes absolutely no brain power to do that.
Fair enough. Just another proof that I follow your Twitter. And Stuart would have known that.
See, there you go.
He would have known that if...
I am playing Forza 4. Hear me talk about it on the Vault Reviews podcast. Enough said.
There you go.
Alrighty. But...
Now, if I was playing Call of Duty or something like that, then you'd have to say, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, definitely. But I'm really excited, because some of the best, some of the best things, game types, are the ones players have created, you know, custom stuff, and that they're actually going to be
part of. I haven't played any custom games in Modern Warfare. Like, what are people doing? Do you know?
I have no clue. I need to find out. This is making me want to check it out, though. Definitely, but go ahead.
The custom games with Halo, those were awesome because you got, you know, like Griffball and that kind of stuff. I can't see a Griffball equivalent to Modern Warfare 3.
I don't know.
I just wanted to bring back training mode.
Yeah.
Remember in Black Ops, we had the training mode? Because my daughter and I, when we played, we had the most fun just going in there and just having fun. I mean, especially if you put it on Nuketown, it was just the two of us, and you just go in there and tear it up.
Yeah, and then you turn all of your friends' names on?
Yep.
Sure, you're like, haha, I just killed you.
Well, I'm sure that'll be in Treyarch's new...
Black Ops 2.
Well, I don't know if it's Black Ops 2 or whatever Treyarch does.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, that... But, yeah, I'm sure it would be in whatever Treyarch does, because that... The thing is, with having two different studios developing, they kind of don't want to take what the other people do, but for certain aspects, and then they do for other... It's confusing. It's really confusing the way they have it all set up, actually. But yeah, definitely, yeah, I've heard that's a big complaint among people.
Yeah, but I mean, that was just really... That was probably one of the most fun things to do.
Well, there's still Black Ops.
Black Ops was fun. I mean, my daughter and I still play that a lot.
Yeah, I still got Black Ops.
I never sell games, so I'm still on it, too.
Already.
How many games do you guys got?
I don't have many. I probably have
15. Let me pull up my list, because I have a list.
Oh, Lord. He's got it on a list?
Yeah.
He's not the only one. There's a bunch of people who got lists.
Yeah, it was actually Scarfinger who got me to be doing it.
And I would bet maybe Zabari's gamer ID spreadsheet was what got him to do that.
No, I think it was something to do with CAGcast, maybe? I have 106 on here, but I know that's not right. I know it's not completely up to date.
So you've got more than 106 games?
Yes. I would put that at maybe 112 by now.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you, how many of them do you have still in shrink wrap like Captain Chaos does?
None. I've played every single one of these games.
I commend you, sir. I commend you, because I still have games in shrink wrap.
Even if I haven't played a game, I still open it just to see what, you know. Because I just want it. With the games now, you never know if the booklet's going to be, if there's actually going to be a booklet. And I love to look through booklets. If there's actually a decent booklet, you know, for a game. I don't know why. I guess it's nostalgia. I love looking through the little booklets. But some games don't have those anymore. And some games, you know, I don't know. But I always open.
I understand.
I always open a game just to see if there's a booklet I can look through. Takes me back to the NES, Sega days.
Dude, remember when games used to come out on the thing, Atari 2600 and the NES? And oh, man, how much fun they were and how much better it was back then.
When the world was smaller.
To 20-year-olds.
When the world was smaller, yeah.
Bro, 8-bit graphics and you had good games that were just fun to play.
Oh, definitely. I remember playing Mario on the NES.
Dude, those were the days. Those were the days, man.
And always having to blow in the cartridge every now and then.
Yep, or putting a little, like, something in there to hold the cartridge down on your NES system.
Yeah, see, here's, if, you know, those, the cartridge games, they still work. But now if you fast forward ahead, I don't know, 30 years from now, our disc-based games will not work.
Please explain.
Because discs are a lot easier to damage than the cartridges are.
True.
So even storing them, dust could get in, it could get scratched.
They're more likely not to work.
Right. Yeah, they're a lot more likely not to work.
True. That's but in like 30 years, the VHS tapes we have definitely won't work.
That's true.
That's just because the film will degrade by then, probably. I don't know, but.
you still have VHS tapes?
I do. I've got a,
I do too.
I've got a TV that's got
a VHS player built in.
I have a TV that has a VCR built in, so I still have a VCR no matter if I want it or not.
I do not.
Wow. I applaud you for having old school. You get the Ampy Award for old school TV.
Yeah, but it's just I've never gotten rid of my VHS tapes just because I got so many of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just don't know what I would do with them. I mean, would you just throw them away in the trash, or which I don't know. I guess I'm on the edge of becoming a hoarder. Maybe I don't know.
Well, you could do what one of my co-hosts of the Vault Review, Aaron Wilson, does. He likes to collect. That stupid game Warhammer figures.
Oh, okay. The pewter figurines.
Yeah, he likes to collect the figurines and then shoot them with his BB gun.
Oh wow!
So you know you could do what he does, and you could paint faces and stuff on them and on your VHS tapes, and then you know like shoot them with the air gun, the BB gun.
I guess. I need to do something because I haven't watched any of these in 5 years, if not more.
My coworker's
at Xbox just died, and he said, is there anything I can do with this now? I said, nope, it's target practice. Okay, great.
Okay. Well, he could keep it as a paperweight.
A big old white paperweight?
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe... Research online. There's always people doing weird stuff to broken.
I saw somebody made a fish tank out of one today. So
that would be cool. George would love to have an Xbox fish tank. That's the name of my fish. I named my fish George.
Ah, gotcha.
Hey, you know we're geeks. We got to name our fish.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I named my goldfish from the fair Jaws.
Well, that's not the worst of it. I had a beta fighting fish when I was a kid, and I named them after Dragon Ball Z characters, and they ended up fighting each other, and one killed the other.
Wait, so who won? Goku beat Vegeta.
Goku beat Vegeta.
How did I have to know those were the names too?
So yeah. But I don't know. It's just all these VHS tapes. They're all Dragon Ball Z, most of them, and it's just nice to look at them. I have them on bookcases. And
now, here's the question. Sorry, did you buy them or did you do the old time recording?
I bought them, so they've got the cover art where you have like the sagas. They broke them Dragon Ball Z down into sagas, and each episode on the side, when you put them together, they make a picture for each saga, and so it looks nice.
You might be able to put those on eBay.
Yeah, you
could get a quarter for each.
I'm sure I could, but I don't know. I definitely need to do something with them because I'm afraid of becoming a hoarder. Those people scare me.
You should put them on eBay or give them to Anthony Alex.
Why Anthony Alex?
Because then he could give you an Angry Mailman Award for giving him crappy movies.
Hey, they're not crappy.
I'm just trying to find something that
the
he could give you.
The format may be outdated, you know, obsolete technology.
You could also convert them all to DVD.
I could. I should probably do that.
Yeah, I mean, you have a Dazzle, so that's actually what it was built for.
Yeah, I should probably that's probably what I'm going to do now. Awesome, I've got a project.
There you go.
Anyways, let's.
And you can thank me for your project. I'll take the thank you anytime.
Alrighty, definitely, you'll get a shout out. I guess
I've been doing this for 12 hours. Damn you.
Damn it, Harold, you made me do this, and it was a great idea 2 weeks ago.
But anyways.
No.
I guess the next topic I wanted to just tell people about, I know, Harold, you won't give a crap because it's PC games, but
Dude, PC games are cool. I just don't play them.
Yeah, but the Humble Indie Bundle 4 just came out, and there's some actually really good games on it. There are. If you pay more than the average, you'll get 7 games, which the average right now is, let's see, $5.36. If you don't know what the Humble Indie Bundles is basically little indie games. Some are not really that little, or that indie, but it's a bunch of indie games that are, you know, put together, and you can basically, they're DRM free. They come with sometimes they come with Steam code, so you can, you know, link them to your Steam account and whatnot, and you can choose your own price for paying for them. If you want, you can pay a penny if you want.
For real.
You could get.
But that would be shame on you.
Yeah.
Why would that be shame on me?
Because the money goes between the developer, is split between the developers, charity, which in this case it is the Red Cross and Child's Play, and then I guess the actual Humble site, that does the hosting and puts this together. So you can say I pay like I want to pay $10 for these 7 games, and I can choose whether I want, you know, $9 to go to charity and 50 cents to go to the developers and 50 cents to go to the regular site, or however I want. It's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
You pay what you want, and you can choose who gets what.
How the money gets divided.
Yes.
That is really, really – that is – you know what? That is a good thing.
And a lot of people – and you would think a lot of – you know, some people would probably think, oh, well, everyone would just put a penny down or whatnot. Both so far in like one day, they've made like $1 million.
Wow.
So $1 million out of
– that's a lot of pennies.
Well, no, out of 224,000 purchases. So that's, you know, average is $5. So
that's really not a bad way to do things, man.
And, you know, a lot of people, I saw some people on Twitter saying they've never done them because they're afraid, you know, they don't want to put too low or whatnot. Well, if you don't buy at all, then your money, the little bit you have doesn't even go to charity at all. So, you know,
true.
You're actually hurting by not putting whatever you can. Yeah. You're actually.
So it's better to put your dollar than instead of no dollars.
Exactly. And you can get, you know, 5 games for anything under $5, anything under $5.50, basically. Super Meat Boy is one of the games. Shank is one of the games. And those were two big Xbox Live arcade games. And I believe they were $15 each on Xbox Live. So,
yep.
There's
now. Doesn't that kind of tick you off that you? I mean, not that, but doesn't it tick you off where they throw a game out at you on Live for $15, and then all of a sudden you can get it like 3 months later, 4 months later for like nothing
on the PC?
Yeah.
No, because I play PC games, so I can take advantage of that. That's one of the perks of playing PC games.
It totally is.
But there's also a game called Jamestown, and
which is very strange.
It looks.
That is a strange ass game.
Have you played it?
I've seen a quick look done by the giant bomb guys. Take the 1800, like the not 1800, the
1700s.
Yeah. And instead of them going to America, they go to Mars. So, wow. So they're fighting redcoats on Mars.
It definitely looks good though. It looks fun. At least I think. The little video of the little video they have of the little, you know, the little taste of the games. Jamestown looks pretty good. Then they've got one called Bit Trip Runner.
Actually, all these games are very popular.
That
they are,
and that's what's surprising, is especially with this bundle, is there's a lot of really popular games. And if you pay, you know, $5.36 or more than that, you get gratuitous space battles and Cave Story,
which I own.
Which I've never heard of gratuitous space battles, but I've heard of Cave Story Plus. I heard that was a really good game.
Yeah. Yeah, I have gratuitous space battles on Steam. That is a semi-ass space battle game.
Ah, okay. But I mean, $5 and, you know, I guess 36 or 37 cents or whatever for 7 games. That's a good deal. 7 full, you know, or not full, but 7, you know, well worth it games. So definitely, people, humblebundle.com. It's also for charity too. So,
and you said it's through Steam, right?
They give you Steam codes to put in, you know, to access the games through Steam. But you can download the files through the Humble Bundle site, and they're DRM free. So you know, you can put them on any computer, as many computers as you want.
Okay, so if I wanted to go there and let's say I wanted to buy the games and I say I give them $10, they're going to give me codes, and then like if I wanted to give away those codes for like price, whatever, on a podcast, I could do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
That would be kind of cool.
That's what I've done in the past, because, you know,
okay,
$5 or $10, that's not, you know, that's pretty cheap for, you know, a code that's worth like 3 or 4 games. That makes a pretty good prize. So I tweeted that I'm thinking about doing that, you know, because you as long as you got a different email, you can, you know, buy them, you know, more than once. So yeah, that more okay. codes that I've done before in the past. But yeah, there's 12 days remaining. Well, 12 days and 20 hours remaining for this bundle. And what's really cool is like, you know, a week later when there's still time remaining and the bundle's been going, they'll add new games to people who've paid more, you know, who've paid the $5.36 or whatnot. They'll add more games to those people and stuff like that. They always add to the bundles. So, you know, you're not just getting 7, but you'll get more in the future too, most likely. But that,
so you could walk away with like 10 or 12 games.
Exactly.
That's cool. And it goes to charity.
Yeah.
That's right.
And like I said, this has only been going on for like a day, and they've already made $1.2 million. So obviously, wow. You know, obviously the choose your own, you know, pay what you want method, it works, obviously.
You ever see Xbox possibly do that?
No. Hell no.
No. They're too corporate.
They're too just plain greedy.
Yeah. And what's cool is they show, like, the top contributors. Like, there's people who have spent, like, you know, $600 who have given $600 or, you know, $1,000, so... There are some people who are like, hey, you know, I got money I want to give to charity, and I might as well help out. So it's a good way. Charity and you get games. So definitely check that out, people. I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention because I didn't find out about this till earlier this year, and they've been doing this for a while. So,
so check it out, people. What is it? Humblebundle.com?
Humblebundle.com.
Humblebundle.com, man. Check it out.
And the games work on Linux, Mac, and Windows. So basically, if you got a computer, you can play it.
And you can pay through PayPal or whatever?
You might be able
to. How do you pay them?
Yeah, you can. There's PayPal.
Okay.
So
check it out. Don't wait. Go check it out now while it's hot and fresh.
Definitely.
Run. Don't walk.
Right.
Definitely.
Humblebumble.com for the win, right?
Definitely for the win. I guess next we can get to the I recommend, Stuart. It was your pick.
Yes, it was my pick.
That you forgot
this
about.
That I totally forgot what I said.
He already told you what he recommended. Don't you remember?
I'm gonna ignore that. my recommend from last week was the TV show Camelot, which is, guess what? It's King Arthur. But it's, you know, it's a different version of King Arthur, like always. William, what did you think of this version?
I didn't like it that much.
Really?
I thought it was way too more serious. Maybe it's just because I like Merlin so much, and Merlin has its serious moments, but it also is...
It's also silly.
It also has its silly, upbeat moments, and I mean, it just seemed like it was just totally serious the whole time, and I'm just not a big fan of shows that are just serious all the time and don't have any, you know, any lighthearted moments. And I was also kind of confused because the first episode is not on.
But it was last week. I noticed that too. You were able to watch the first episode last week, but you could not this week.
Yeah, which totally.
I don't know what.
Yeah, but
on Netflix or.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yeah. It's weird because you can watch, like, you can't watch the first episode, but you can watch the second, third, and fourth, I think, and then you can't watch the rest. Fifth. You know, fifth, and then you can't watch the rest. It's weird. It's Netflix. I don't know what you're doing, but.
Well, they canceled it. Well, Stars canceled it, so.
Oh.
So I guess most people agreed with me and didn't think it was that great.
The problem I have with Merlin, like I love Merlin, I really do, because you know it was one of my I recommends.
Exactly.
But Guinevere is not good looking.
In Merlin.
Yeah, well, I don't think she's that good looking.
Yeah. Yeah, but Morgana's definitely in Merlin.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot
yeah.
more attractive than yeah.
Well, I thought this Morgana was really attractive too. And also this Guinevere was fucking hot too. And you get to see them both topless. So,
there you go. You're finally getting back into it now. You made up for that.
And they are really hot.
Yeah.
Hot chicks topless. That is a win.
Definitely a win.
Definitely. And if they're Asian, it's even better.
Alrighty. But yeah, it just seemed too serious and just I don't know. There's just too much. I don't know.
There's a lot to follow.
That too. Yeah.
There is a lot to follow because you've got Arthur, who just found out he's the son of the king, who just died. So he's got to lead this broken. He's got to join together all the counties or whatever. I forget. The entire land, and he's just a kid. You know, he's you know early 20s type of kid. So he's got to prove himself. Meanwhile, there's this side story with Morgana, and she's with this other guy who killed the king. I think I don't remember because that was episode one, which I couldn't rewatch.
Hey, that sounds like Sons of Anarchy.
I could
don't it kind of sound like Sons of Anarchy?
It does in a way, yeah. There's some similarities.
So you would rather watch Merlin and not Sons of Anarchy?
No, Camelot. He's talking about Camelot.
Oh.
Well, I really love the King Arthur legends, so.
Okay.
I've already gotten an interest there.
Okay, well, Sons of Anarchy is kind of like King Arthur.
Actually,
motorcycles?
I think it kind of is. I think I did hear something recently which had me thinking, well, really? That it's kind of a modern day type story, King Arthur type story. I think I heard something.
Is there a wizard?
Modern day Shakespeare. No, it's a modern day like Shakespeare, Othello or something.
Something like that. I'm Googling it. But
is there a wizard?
No, there's not a wizard.
There's no Harry Potter.
No.
But. Sorry.
Well, okay, the guy who plays Merlin in this is the guy who also played the main character in Flashback. That was the name of the show?
I have never seen it.
Oh, yeah, I think that's what it's called, Flashback. Which I just got done watching that right before Camelot, which kind of threw me for a bit. Because he makes the same facial expressions. Because I think that's the only kind of facial expressions he can make, is the serious, kind of brooding kind of face.
Could you make his Brutus kind of face noise?
I'm making the face right now. You can't see it.
Can you make the noise? Come on, make a noise.
That was noise. That was noise. It's just a look.
Okay, I don't know where this is going, but...
I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
I think what you need to do is get him to make a picture of that face now. And for the art for this particular episode, you got to put that face.
Oh, God. Sure, why not? But yeah, it really wasn't my cup of tea. And I mean, I'm not a big King Arthur fan like you either.
Flash Forward, that was the name of the episode. That was the name of the show he was in. I'm looking up the name of the actor. The actor is Mark Benford. No, actually, that was the name of his character. Joseph Finises?
If you say so.
So.
But, yeah, but Stuart, I don't know. And the characters just didn't appeal to me as much. Like, and they didn't seem to have as much personality.
Yeah.
You know, question for you both. If a show's, I'm going to use Terrible Nova for example. If you watch a show and Terrible Nova had the great, they went from the future, they went to the past to like the Jurassic period. Okay. And they basically sold us that it was supposed to be about dinosaurs and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
If you don't give us the dinosaurs and then you don't give us decent characters that we really care about, I mean, anything, a show that doesn't give you a character that you can kind of care about, how long do you actually watch that show?
Not long.
Not long.
It's all about characters to me. I mean, that's why I like Sons of Anarchy and Breaking Bad and all the shows I like, because the characters are just unique and interesting.
And if they get to where they're doing too many corny, cheesy, off-the-wall, real-life things, then how long does it take for you to check out? Like right now, let's say Jax all of a sudden just like goes totally off of what he's played for the last 4 years and now becomes like this big time gangster kind of guy, and he decides he wants to go around killing everybody. How long would that turn you off? Because we've already got a Jax character.
I would probably keep going because I've already invested four seasons worth.
Okay.
I mean, Camelot, I mean, I did find the characters interesting. I did. Especially the Morgana character, because it was more like what will she do next to match what Arthur just did, because Arthur, you know, he gets Excalibur, you know, so she's got to do something to, you know, go back and get the people in the land back on her side, because she's also trying to gather the people to create her kingdom instead of this bastard child that Arthur is. I mean, it's a siblings battle. That's what it is, and that's what the King Arthur story is.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've never been a big King Arthur fan, and I like Merlin because it's Merlin, you know, side of it, and more magical.
You said bastard child.
Well, King Arthur really is the bastard child of King Uther.
You said bastard child.
Are you five?
No, I'm just having fun. I'm getting the near goat real easy, aren't I? You know what, William? You got to definitely have me back now next weekend, because I can get Stuart.
Yeah. Whenever you want to come on.
In fact, you know what? I saw your ad for a co-host. I think I'll just take your co-host job. And that way, every week I can come on and just annoy him.
Well, you're the only... You would be the only person who would be interested in it so far, so you probably...
Not true.
Really? We got somebody else interested?
Look at the Geek You Swim on Twitter.
You got a line of people outside since you won that Ampy Award.
Let's see.
So who gets to recommend something this week so that I can watch it and then come back next week and talk about it?
That would be me. Let's see what I've got on my instant watch queue. Anything else you have to say about Camelot, Stuart?
I really enjoyed it. You know, it's, you know, because I'm a big fan of King Arthur. So,
did you ever go to Disneyland or Disney World?
Yeah,
they got that King Arthur sword. they got that King Arthur sword. I remember watching them do that play right out front. That was kind of cool. Do you ever see that?
Oh, because of the Disney movie Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, they had the King Arthur thing sitting right out there. That was really cool. That little show. They did a really good job at that, too. You notice Disney does a good job with anything they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see.
Derailed again. Okay.
Okay.
You got a crash sound effect?
Nope.
Next week we will, though.
Yeah, you're going to have one, so every time I derail it, you can just go...
Okay, here we go.
I will have a rewind so we can just take a step back.
There we go. I guess this is what I'll pick. Dead Time Stories, Volume 1. It says, horror master George A. Romero keeps you too scared to sleep with these chilling tales about a woman's frantic search for her missing husband, a lonely man finding a strange companion, and a mother seeking medical treatment for her peculiar son. So, I guess these are little mini episodes, horror episodes that George Romero has been doing. There's a volume 2.
So it's George Romero's, Tales from the Crypt?
I guess, kind of, yeah. And there's a volume 2 that came out recently, but yeah, volume 1. I've had this and I've been wanting to watch it, and I've been pulling off because you said you're not a big horror fan, and then you said you'd be willing, you're not, then you just said you weren't necessarily not a horror fan, so.
I'm going to get you, yeah, my pretty, and your little dog too.
But anyways,
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
Follow the yellow brick road.
No, what was terrifying was all those little dwarfs. Imagine being around all those little dwarfs at one time. That would scare the crap out of me.
That would scare the crap out of me, too.
Really me, because I just go, I am taller than all of you.
Yeah, but you imagine this. They could be like zombies, and all of them just jump on you, and then you're hoarded by dwarfs. And, you know, the worst thing is that they're just high enough to, like, punch you right in the balls without really moving. You know, that's scary.
Exactly. But, yes, Dead Time Stories, Volume 1. It's on Instant Watch. And it's George A. Romero presents the father of the zombies that we know today.
Ooh. So I guess I have to watch that before next week, huh? You see, I'm inviting myself back.
I'm serious. If you want to come back on, you can.
Yeah.
Whoa, Stuart said yeah?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is he smoking something?
I don't know.
Stuart, are you feeling all right?
I am silently crying to myself. Yeah.
He's like, man, I don't really want this asshole coming back.
But Stuart, who else wants to be on part of the show, like the third host? You said check her Twitter. I don't see anything on the Twitter.
The DMs.
Oh, the DMs. Okay, gotcha.
Who's the DMs?
The direct messages.
I know that. I thought it was someone called DM. Check the DMs. You know, that's how I knew that you guys weren't following me, because I tried to send you a DM and it didn't work.
Oh, I'm following you. Stuart's not, but I am.
I'm following you.
But, alrighty. I guess, what, we're not doing the geek question of the week, Stuart? Because...
Yeah, we are. We're actually because we're getting all the information together for the Geek of the Year episode. So I'm going to still take top movies of the year, but I'm also going to add this week video games of the year.
Okay.
So, and I've actually been quite happy with the responses
we've been getting
for the movies.
It's been a lot of confusion because people are like, oh, well, this movie, but then in this movie. And
yeah, I've been picking one of those.
Yeah.
And so far, this is as of yesterday, like not including like the 4 or 5 today, we have 16.
Oh, wow. That's most
we've not had that many answers. Yeah, but yeah, we now, have 16.
Question, because you know, there's somebody out here who likes to forge Angry Mailman results. Did he put it in results 9 times like he did over on Scargasm?
No, we're counting.
You guys hear about that?
Yeah. Yeah, the game choice thing. Yeah.
Yeah, where he lied about the game choice thing.
Well, no, this isn't an anonymous thing. This is your Twitter. Oh. You replied either through Twitter or Facebook and tell us your game of the year or movie.
Yes,
of the
but
year.
I've actually not been putting down names, but I can go back and put names with them.
Well, I mean, we choose them from, you know, they're submitted, so we know, you know, so we're not seeing like Anthony Alex posting a tweet 10 times.
Yes.
Oh. And so what movie's currently winning, if I may ask, or is that something we just got to wait for?
It's up to Stewart.
Super 8 with 4 votes.
Okay. I'm going to watch that this week. That was one I got planned to watch.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of ones.
Did whatchamacallit make it on there? Superbad? No. That one. Oh, God. The one with a really good soundtrack. Once again, I'll think about it when I'm not thinking about it, because now I want to think about it. Drive, I haven't seen. The one where the girl goes into the dream.
Sucker Punch.
That was last year, wasn't it?
That was
this year. Really?
Okay. I vote for Sucker Punch.
That was a trippy movie. Okay. I had to watch that a couple times before I fully understood it.
That movie was awesome.
Yeah. Definitely.
I would say that would be like one of my top movies of the year.
Although we never got to see her actually dance.
No, but she was still hot, man.
But the whole thing about it was her dancing was supposed to be like so hot and so amazing. And
yeah, but just seeing all the women on there were hot. I mean, they were all hot.
Yeah.
Stuart, you know what you might like? Black Death. Since you're into the knights and stuff like that, you might like that.
Black Death?
Yeah, Black Death. It's on Netflix. You might like that.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, or I haven't seen it, but I've seen it on Netflix. Yeah.
I might have too. Just didn't.
Yeah, you might enjoy that. That might be something you might.
Yeah, but I've noticed Netflix, they've been adding a lot of great stuff, but recently it's kind of been at a halt. There hasn't really been much added in the past few weeks.
Okay, are you sure this is not Game of Thrones?
No, it's. I haven't watched Game of Thrones yet, so I don't know. But it's supposed to be pretty good.
It's got Sean Bean.
No, Game of Thrones Game of Thrones.
Is that his name?
Came out 2011. I'm
just saying that it's that guy who is also in Lord of the Rings. He's kind of put himself into a.
He's typecasted.
Yeah, he's definitely put himself in there.
But
another good movie was Planet of the Apes, the Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That was a great movie.
I have not seen
it. It was,
that.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
I don't know.
You didn't see that?
No, I haven't really been really wanting to see that.
Why are you a Planet? It is.
Well, first off, are you a Planet of the Apes fan?
Yes, I am.
You have to watch it then. It is freaking awesome. It is. When you take all six, because now there's six Planet of the Apes movies. When you take all six, but if you take away the that one by what's his face, the really weird director dude.
Oh, the one Tim Burton.
You take away the Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes, this was top notch, bro. Gotta watch that.
Andy Serkis is freaking amazing. Like, yeah, he was good in Lord of the Rings, but to see him in Rise of Planet of the Apes just shows you how good of a method actor he is.
Okay.
Dude, you gotta watch it. You're missing too many things if you're not watching that.
I guess I'll Redbox it if it's out.
And if you don't know who Andy Serkis is, he played Gollum in Lord of the Rings, and he plays Caesar, the ape.
Smeagol.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's
my precious.
Yeah, I'll check it out, I guess.
Give me the precious.
There's a bunch of things I need a red box and watch.
Give me the precious. I want the precious.
You know, some people can do that voice. You are not one of them.
Oh.
Whoa. Thank you. At least you got me back finally. All night long, you finally got me back. You are the man now.
It took the entire episode, but yes.
Alrighty. I guess, unless anyone else has anything else to talk about, we can close the show up.
Why? We're just getting where Stuart got me back.
Well, what do you...
So I think that's a time to end the show.
Before you can get him back.
No, because all I got to drop is... All I got to drop is male porn.
Oh, this has definitely been a worthy episode of number 69.
Dude, this is probably the best episode I've heard from you guys in 2 weeks.
Anyways, I guess we can close the show up then. Definitely respond to our questions of the week. And are you going to go back and pick out the names, Stuart, of people who've submitted or no?
I can, yeah.
Okay, then you'll be included in our Geek of the Year episode at the end of the month.
All right.
Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus, we're all on those. And we check them. Well, Stuart checks them more than I do, but we do. I check Twitter a lot. That's the one I check mostly. But Stuart does check
Google Plus freezes up my stuff once in a while. I don't like that program.
I like the concept of Google Plus. I really do. But
I just want them to release the API so I can use it in TweetDeck.
That would, yeah. Hopefully, maybe next in 2012 they do that. Hopefully, I don't know, but. You can, if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do so at 1-347-433-5389, and that's 1-347-GEEK-FTW, and we'll play them on the show, and we haven't had one in a while, so we haven't played any. And let's see.
And if you've enjoyed having me on the show and you'd like to hear me come back, let them know. Feedback.
And we will ignore them.
Stuart will ignore them, but I won't.
if you want the pimp, or if you want Harold to come back and have fun with these guys again, please let them know so they'll invite me, so it won't take a year.
Definitely. And if you want to be on our show, let us know, because...
You just have to fill out a form.
Well, it's a few simple questions, and it just basically, like I said in the beginning of the show,
it saves us time and it saves you time because it's questions we would ask you anyway.
Exactly, and we don't have to look around on Facebook and Twitter and emails. We just have to go to one certain spot, and we won't forget anybody. Once you're on the list, we look at it and we see it. So, and that list is tinyurl.com/guestftw, right?
Just don't get blacklisted like I just did.
You'll be on again. Don't worry.
Next week.
Sure. Unfortunately, Stuart will probably not be able to come on next week.
This was my tryout for your. This was my official tryout for the co-host position.
In that case, wow. let us know, people. Now, let us know any feedback you've got. You know, any feedback you have, whether you enjoyed this episode, you hated this episode, what you want to hear
us. You don't want to bring this fat bastard back.
Whether or not you want us to, you know, talk about a certain subject or not, because at the end of the year, things have been pretty slow, and we've been trying to really hard to find stuff to talk about, because things have just been pretty slow.
Dude, now I know why Stuart really enjoyed chasing Amy.
What? I'm confused.
You said
wrong
really
podcast, dude.
I'm just having fun. Don't worry.
Anyways, where was I? Oh yeah. Email us at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. We do have a new feed. We had to something was wrong with our old feed. We had to create a new feed. All the episodes are on there, so don't worry, people. And we have a new iTunes, of course, since we have a new RSS feed. And we have the first two.
So if you're listening to the show, congratulations, you found us again.
Exactly. And please leave us an iTunes review, because right now we only have two. And Patriot.
Wow.
Patriot 1030 and Bubba Fat 55, which I'm guessing that's.
That's Bubba.
Yeah, that's Bubba from Bubba. Angry Mailman podcast. So definitely leave us reviews on iTunes. That would definitely help us out.
Is it still the Geeks for the Win?
Yeah, still the Geeks FTW for the win. The feed for our RSS feed, if you don't use iTunes, is tinyurl.com/geekcast. One word, you know, geekcast, no dashes, no underscores, nothing like that. And our iTunes is tinyurl.com/iTunesGeek. So I love tinyurl because it just makes it so much easier.
Really?
It just makes it so much easier. And I'm so shocked that no one's made iTunesGeek or geekcast anyways.
Yeah.
But those are it. Of course, we are also sponsored again by Accessory Geeks. For $10 off $50 or more, go to tinyurl.com/accessoryftw and use the code ageek1050. And they have tons of cell phone accessories for any phone you could imagine. They've got accessories for you. So I'm actually looking into getting a couple for me, since I haven't really gotten many accessories for my phone since I've gotten it. So. Definitely.
And I actually need a new charger, so, all right.
Awesome. Yeah. And they make great Christmas gifts, too. Definitely.
Of course.
Because who wouldn't want, like, you know, a case for their phone or an extra battery for their phone? Lord knows, that definitely is a much-needed, you know, accessory for any geek. Unless you've got an iPhone, and then you can't really take the battery out and exchange it, because that's just the way they are, but... I really didn't mean.
Then you have to use a battery add-on, but
yeah, a case battery add-on case that makes it thicker or whatnot, or I really didn't mean for iPhone bashing, but that just kind of happened. It kind of slipped out. And
you just hate that iPhone.
You planned that. You planned that.
Yeah, you hate iPhones.
I actually, he is the Android fanboy. I actually picked up my old iPod Touch recently and was messing around with it, and I had to put it down.
Such a fan.
Well, I like my large screen Android phone. I like being able to customize things, and I like my 4.5 inch screen.
You are not helping your case.
How am I not helping my case?
You are such a fanboy.
I'm not denying that. When have I denied 4.5
that? 4.5 inches, huh?
Yeah, 4.5. But anyways, I guess time for shout-outs then. Harold, as our guest, shout-outs?
Let me shout-out you guys for having me on. Thank you for having me on, guys. Thank you for the invite. And shout-out the Vault Reviews, where you can hear that show tomorrow live on allgames.com, where I'll be on with the host, Jamie Gray, and then me co-hosting in... Of course, co-host Aaron Wilson, and shout out to Front Page to Screen Stewart, and how about shout out to RP Grinders, and shout out to Captain Chaos, who I've shouted out a few times tonight with pinball. Oh man, and if you guys don't play pinball, you guys got to get on it. Pinball's a great game. And how about shout out to everybody at the OFR Network? How's that?
All righty, that works. Stewart, shout outs. And shout downs, I'm guessing.
I'm actually going to have to shout out Harold for coming on the show.
Wow. You mean I didn't get a shout out?
No, it actually was fun having you on. Even though you did bat bash on me the entire time.
I did not. You just happened to say you were listening to gay porn on Xbox.
No, that's where your mind went, so. But
awkward.
And hey, what was the change from the OFR Network last week? Because I didn't write that down.
What change?
Oh, the y'all have a video game podcast from Page to Screen, right?
Oh, yeah. Stuart started From Page to Skiing, the video game cast, where he's talking with Bob, and they're going through and they're talking about old systems, and they're working their way up. And I guess they finally made it up to their first PCs. They were talking about how they used to play games in the video arcade. It's a nice sit-down, listen-to chat if you have time, and, you know, check it out. I haven't been invited to that one yet.
Do you know what it is called?
It is From Page to Screen Video Game Cast, or I have to look it up. Hold on. But if you put in From Page to Screen, you'll find it. And Video Games Arena, that's what it is.
Video Games Arena. Okay.
And if you look soon, you're going to have Harold's Guide to Anything coming out. That's just a little show that I'll be doing. I don't really know what I'm going to talk about yet. But.
And the zombie show coming out soon, right?
And you got the zombie show coming out with Freeman Daddy and myself. And whoever would like to come on, which...
Me?
William, you said you want to come on, so you'll be slated in there once we get going.
Definitely. I love zombies. But I guess still your shout-out, Stuart?
Yeah. Also, shout-out to the writers at, you know, Geeks to Lynn, whenever they decide to write, you know. And also, shout-out to... Or for proper, or for sportscast, Super Point, Anchor Mayhem Podcast, Who Am I Radio, Section Z Podcast, Truthfully Geeking, Intrepid Audio Productions, which includes Live Free, Know Your Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, The 40 Cast, the Knox Broadcast Company, which includes What Does God Say, Lemon Ring Podcast, Download Brothers, The Family Cast, The From Page to Screen Podcast, which includes Media, Livecast, Spotlight, and now Video Games Arena, Geeks Will In, and Vault Reviews.
Wow. Sounded like you forgot the last two, and they had to say it real quick. Yeah.
Nope, they're right there at the bottom of the list.
Gotcha. But yeah, one of these days you're gonna get it where you can just not even look at the list.
One of these days I'm gonna do it and not make a mistake.
Exactly.
How about if you just make a drop and put them all in a drop, and that way you only say it once.
I've told him
every
that
every time you want to do it, you just hit play and beep, there it goes.
That's cheating.
Yeah, but you know what? It's okay to cheat sometimes.
So basically, you heard that first. Harold is a cheater.
No. It's okay to cheat when it comes to something like that. You know, it's just put it in and do it, no?
But then I couldn't have added the video games arena in there.
You could always add it later.
That was on the fly.
Well, see, but you did a good job. I commend you on your talented reading of the list.
And here, and in case you didn't know, Stuart, that's the butt kissing, so we don't ban him from the show for future episodes.
You weren't supposed to tell him that.
Oh, Stuart will take it. Stuart will take it.
Absolutely.
So is that it, Stuart?
Yeah, that's it.
Alrighty, I guess.
Also, shout out to BioWare.
Oh, definitely.
Star Wars awesome. Must play.
Yeah, they just want to hurry up and kick me off so he can go play Star Wars.
Stuart's not denying it.
It is 4:30. I have like an hour before I have to go to bed.
So what do you mean it's 4:30?
It's 4:30.
That's the time I get a fork. Sorry. It's 10:30.
Yeah, it's 10:30.
What time zone are you in? Shoot, 4:30.
I don't know the name of that time zone, but there is a time zone that is 4:30.
That would probably be like England right now, because they're, what, 5 or 6 hours ahead of us?
Yeah.
5 hours. They're 5 hours ahead of us, so.
But
it is 10:30, so I have an hour before I go to bed, so let's wrap this up. Come on, let's go.
Well,
go. Come on.
I mean, you're too slow. Up a little too late slow. Today. You can stay up late today.
No, because I got to work tomorrow.
But see, this is the great thing about staying up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm going to make waffles.
Ah, Shrek. Nice. But, definitely shout outs to you, Harold, because better Stuart than me.
So next week, new target.
Well, next week won't be episode 69, and he won't say that he went on Xbox to listen to gay porn.
And neither did I.
But you set yourself up for that teasing, though. You did, Stuart.
I guess I did.
You know, and to top it, I mean, I could have kept going with the fact that you like Merlin's magic wand.
Okay, that's a bit reaching, but anyways, shout outs to you. Shout outs to Angry Mailman Podcast for their award, even though it was for stuff we did in 2010.
So we can still say the two-time award-winning podcast, The Geeks of the Wind.
There you go.
Yeah, but they're two different awards that are kind of backhanded compliments.
You don't have to know that.
But anyways, hopefully next year we'll win something that's good, like Podcaster of the Year or something decent that's not basically a slap in the face.
I agree. I honestly agree.
Shout out to, of course, to the Open Forum Radio community. What else? I really don't have much. I haven't really been gaming with anybody, but hopefully we'll get some game nights started, because we need to. We definitely need to do game nights. Especially since we all have a lot of games that we all play. To, you know, Modern Warfare 3, for example. I'm sure Stuart will be doing some Star Wars Old Republic game nights.
Yeah, for the next month, I'll be having a Star Wars every night, a Star Wars game night on the server Keller's Void.
Awesome.
Okay. And also shout outs to the Expendables too, because they're going to have Chuck Norris and Van Damme, which they were definitely missing in the first one.
That was a good movie.
That was an awesome movie.
That was a good movie.
And adding Chuck Norris and Van Damme, that definitely helps. Which Chuck Norris did that.
I think Chuck Norris should just do Chuck Norris jokes the entire time.
That would be awesome if they added if they somehow added a Chuck Norris joke as a Easter egg or reference.
And you guys now have three because I just left a review.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let me look at it right now and see if any.
see if it's a 5-star.
It is definitely a 5-star. I would never give you a 1-star. I only do that to people I like.
Alrighty. Well, it has.
Wow, that was a compliment and a backhand and went in one.
Exactly. Anyways, I'm looking forward to reading it, seeing if there's any mention of Stuart's listening to gay porn.
No. No, I mean, the only person who right now would get a 1-star review for me would be Anthony Alex, who I like, but I don't like right now.
Exactly. I'm with you there.
You know, I mean, he's still my buddy, but you know, you off that ampy, you get a 1-star.
We should start an online petition against the ampy awards, because we know how online petitions work so well.
Let's all boycott his show for the next month.
Oh, don't do that. We
love him though. He's still a good angry. He's still a good angry mailman.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess, you know, this has been episode 69, the number nasty, and there's been some nasty things in this episode. Well, I guess we'll just see you next week, hopefully.
Come back next week when you hear Stuart say,
penis, penis, vagina, vagina, penis.